Hello, hi. Mr. Nobody here. I just want to start by saying the world is exactly the way it's supposed to be, right? I think we're supposed to believe in things that we believe in. I believe, my belief completely support the idea that the world is exactly the way it's supposed to be. And what's gonna happen is gonna happen. It's set. There's nothing we can do to, really alter the future. The future is already set, right? As far as everything in general, not like small things like yourself. No, bigger than that. In general, where everything, big in history happened is supposed to happen. And but as far as little thing as like self, of course you can alter your future. You can alter your future. You're in charge of that, right? I understand that. But what I'm saying is bigger than that. I think we're supposed to believe there is a God. We're supposed to believe to also not believe that there isn't a God. I think the people who choose to believe that there isn't a God, I think that's what everything, I think what I believe supports that. That's part of the reason why, that's part of the evidence that there is a God, right? So really what I'm saying is, I think, let's say, I believe in God. I believe that he created this whole thing. I believe in the whole story of the Bible. Let's say that. And someone say, no, I don't believe in that. I think we're supposed to have that, disbelief. I believe that we are given freedom of will. And we can choose what we want to believe in. Even though the freedom of will was given to you by God. Alright. Alright, let me get straight to it. Not gonna get too judgy. Alright. Let's talk about MMA. Specifically, Conor McGregor. Okay? He said he's retired on Twitter not too long ago. And then he started talking about possible fights. So, in conclusion, he's not really retired. But let's talk about why, even if he says it again, and he looks at us dead in the eyes and look convincing, we still shouldn't believe him. I mean, why? Think about it. I mean, martial arts is addicting. Once you become a fighter, you're not someone else. Like this, it's not like you can be a football player and then say, I'm no longer a football player. Fighting stays in you. Once you become a fighter, that's it. You know how to fight. You know how to train yourself for the rest of your life. You might get to an age where you're not so good at it, or you don't have the best cardio, the best endurance to go on to fight for a long time. But you still know those moves. They might not be as perfect as they used to be, but that's just part of your identity. And I don't think he's going to retire. He's too young. I mean, think about it. Now, this is just fun for him. This is fun. It gets to, it helps his brains, his business plans, his appearance. He's going to be in billboards and places, in important places. And that in itself is going to bring a lot of revenues. All right, it's gonna bring a lot of money for Conor McGregor, right? So he still wants to be in the game. Yeah, he might take like one fight a year, but he'll fight. He will fight. Because that just become part of you. Now, here's the, you know, the other argument you can make, right? Now, against what I just said. You can say, okay, he just have too much money now. He doesn't need it, so therefore he's not gonna fight again. Why would you choose to be in the ring to get hurt when you can just say, nah, man, I have $100 million. I have boats. I'm fine. I have so many companies that are doing very well. Why would I ever fight again? Right? Why would I ever choose to get punched in the face again when I have $100 million? Right? $100 million. It sounds ridiculous, but I think Conor is going to find out whether he's doing this for the money or not. And I choose to believe he's gonna find out that he's not in it for the money anymore. This is about legacy. This is about legacy. It has to become for him. His ego is too big. His ego is very too big. No, him saying he's retired, nah, he's just, you know, being manipulative so he can get money, more money, or he can actually get what he wants, which is a percentage of the company. Let's see if that happens, right? Let's see if that happens. I mean, I think it's not gonna happen. I think eventually he's gonna give in and keep on fighting. He's still gonna make great money. The company, his partner with his own company. So either way, he's fine. He's just being dramatic. He's buying himself time. That's what he is doing. He's buying himself some time so he can train for almost 2 years, right? Do nothing but just train. To build that endurance and come back and just whoop everyone's butt, right? I think that's what's going on here. But, you know, you can't really see it. He's taking his time. He's working hard. Look, why am I saying this? Because, okay, I'm a big Conor McGregor fan. No, I'm not. Never been. I'm a fan, but not a big fan. He's just not my type of fighter. That's it. Like, I don't like cocky, like over cocky, disrespectful fighters, you know? When I was first learning martial arts, first thing I was learning, it's about self-discipline and respect. This isn't about hurting other people. It's an art. That's the way I was taught it. But I understand the business side of it, as far as, you know, sponsoring views. You know, the more drama, the better. The more this guy talks about how he's gonna, you know, take this guy off, you know, kick this guy head off his shoulder. This is doing the fight. The more it sells. I understand that. And so that's why I'm not fully mad at him, but he's just not my style of fighter. But I respect him. I think he's a great fighter. I think he's gonna be one of the GOATs. I really think that. But just to show my objectivity, right, I want to let you know that I'm not picky. John is my favorite fighter of all the time. Alright, I'm just gonna say it. That's it. I think John is the GOAT. There's no other fighter. Any fighter, put their resume next to a John's. They will always look. Any MMA fighter, I should say. It doesn't matter if they have 40 wins in their records. Yeah, show me the losses though. Yeah, show me the losses. 40. Okay, you have 40. Let me see if you have no losses. No, you have losses. And those guys were not like John's opponents. So yeah, you have more experience, but you're not John Jones. Okay? But John Jones, man, he hasn't lost a fight. The only one, he has one L in his record. Why? Because he was beating the guy too hard. He was just beating the guy too hard. Right? The ref disqualified him. Why? The ref disqualified him because he says it was, you know, he was elbowing the guy straight down. No, because you have to, when you do the elbow, it doesn't come straight down or just, you know, anywhere where it shows like you're just smashing the guy with your elbow. It has to come from the side and you hit him like on the side, you know, for more safety. But the ref said that's what he was doing, so therefore he got disqualified. But that was it. That was it. Now tell me why he isn't the GOAT. Like any other guy, they lose. And a lot of them, the majority of them, lose like easily. He makes it look easy, but very entertaining, right? Like, what are you, a ninja? You're doing those things, man. So athletic. He's the GOAT. Anderson Silva, I love Anderson Silva, but he's not John Jones. Why? Don't get me wrong. I know Anderson Silva. Trust me. Anderson Silva used to be on my top list, and then John Jones surpassed him. I'm sorry, but John Jones did. Okay? John Jones did. I mean, look at his records now. Look at his last fight. I know he's not the same in age. I understand that. But look at the records. We're going to compare the overall. Right? Because eventually those losses, they're kind of like tip the scale a little bit. Mm-hmm. So yeah, you have that. What I'm saying is John Jones is the best. Alright? John Jones is the best. But let's get back to where we actually were. Conor McGregor will be Hall of Famer and one of the greats of all time. It's just gonna happen. But I don't think he's the best. So therefore, I'm not just being biased. I'm saying this because I truly believe he's gonna come back and whoop a lot of guys. He's gonna whoop a lot of guys. You say even Khabib? Yep, I think so. I know it seems like a grand statement, but I think if anybody can do it, it's Conor McGregor. You know how many times we've doubted that guy from the beginning? Come on, man. You know. And he proved us wrong so many times. Look at the Jose Aldo fight. 13 seconds. I was like, whoa. I was furious because, man, I was so excited about that fight because it was supposed to happen. Then it didn't happen. Then it finally happened. I was so excited, right? So, I was like, man, this is going to be a great fight. It ended in 13 seconds. That's not a great fight. I mean, that's a great knockout for Conor McGregor, but that's not a great fight. That's not a great fight. Anyway, what I'm saying is, we've doubted him before, and he makes us look silly. 13 seconds? I didn't see that coming. I never saw Jose Aldo being put to sleep in 13 seconds. Like that? He's gonna find a way. I mean, if he can get that cardio to, you know, keep up with Khabib wrestling and defend himself and then find a way to get up and just crack him one time. Boom. Put to sleep. Anybody can put to sleep. Be put to sleep. It's part of the fight game. Come on. Don't. You know what I'm talking about. If you watch MMA, anything can happen in a fight, man. So what I'm saying, man, Conor McGregor will come back. And we will come back strong. He's not my favorite fighter. And that is not why I'm saying this. But he will come back strong. I think that's the type of guy he is. Like some guys, you know, yes, they always wanted to get the money. So they get the money. And for a while, they enjoy the money. Because that's what they always wanted to get. And then after that, it doesn't become about money anymore. Become about legacy. He has a son. He has to leave a legacy for. Come on, man. Think about it. Alright. That's my time. Mr. Nobody. Thank you for listening. Let me know. Leave a comment. Alright. Thank you.